Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, I didn't realise that you were taking us all on a fabulous trip to New Caledonia.
Funny, we're not, but we are surrounded by brochures. And how beautiful does it actually look?
I know, isn't it lovely?
Now, I went there when I was a teenager.
I've never been there.
Haven't you? It's absolutely beautiful. But on the line today, we've got the general manager from Le Meridien, because I'm so sick of all this wet weather over here, and I thought, well, let's go somewhere sunny. Welcome to the show, Dominique. How are you?
Fine. Nice to hear from you, from Australia.
And I bet you that you've got nice weather today.
Yes, we had blue sky and wonderful weather.
Obviously, with their French background, their food is really interesting because it really is fusion food with all that gorgeous Pacific Island fruit and the fresh fish. It's quite a different mix, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, we have the influence from Europe, from France, and mixed with the ingredients and we say the savoir-faire from New Caledonia. So you have many restaurants over there, over 120 restaurants in the city, and different type of restaurants, and mix of, I would say, traditional French food and tropical and more local food.
Now, interesting enough, you know, for people that want to go there and, you know, to relax, there's actually much to do, though, in terms of hiking and golfing and horse riding. There's sort of, there's more than you sort of realize than most Pacific islands.
New Caledonia is well organized because it's, it's a part of France as well. Mm. So you have three different golf courses already, and there is a fourth one coming in next year. And regarding hiking or riding, and the jogging around the bay and bicycle.
It's interesting, Michael's doing diving at the moment. There's lots of deep water there where he can do all that wonderful diving.
Well, there's that amazing aquatic biodiversity there. You know, in fact, I think you've got an underwater picture festival or something there, haven't you, in June?
Yes. Diving as well is wonderful. I mean, because we don't have a huge population and many tourists around New Caledonia, we have wonderful spots from the East Coast, Loyalty Island, Isle of Pine as well. And because the lagoon is very large, you can do snorkeling as well.
It sounds fantastic. I think Michael and I can go over there, practice our diving, do a bit of golf, and just relax.
And eat.
And eat, yeah, of course, we forgot about that part. We love the food.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome to visit us more often. Because I think, New Caledonia is like some place in the world. You come the first time to discover and the next time to enjoy.
Lovely.
I mean, it's really a place that you need to come every year, I would say, to discover the different flavors.
Dominique, thank you very much for being on today's show. And it's a beautiful spot and where you live. So well done.
Thank you, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you very much. Well, there we are, off to New Mia.
And who knew I started diving?
Oh, well, you know, at the end of every show, something's happened. Gardening one week, this week it's diving.
And you're off to a kinesiologist.
Yeah, well, we're going to
I still can't even say that.
Kinesiologist. We're trying to get your asthma under control.
Exactly.
Diving 30 metres, holding your breath for 8 minutes. should be a treat.
What's my new sport? Free diving.
Imagine Michael in meetings. People say, is there something wrong with him? No, he's just holding his breath.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.